NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. President Biden is keeping close tabs on a pending rail strike, even though he hasn't gotten directly involved in the talks yet. The president's words came after the White House praised a tentative deal in September between railroads and unions over long-term disputes about pay and working conditions. $1 billion is being put towards an effort to keep those in the cryptocurrency industry afloat. Brian Shook explains.
Binance is putting that money forward, and it could rise to $2 billion in the future. Other investment firms have also donated money to the effort. The so-called recovery fund comes after FTX filed for bankruptcy. In a recent letter to employees, founder Sam Bankman-Fried noted he was deeply sorry about what happened. I'm Brian Shook.
And the U.S. men's national team returns to the pitch this afternoon as the World Cup continues in Qatar. The team will play England in its second game of the tournament. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.